This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, it's the final segment with Stephen Crowder, one of the busiest guys in the fight for liberty out there. And he's constantly in the news every day. And I'm a fan. I listen almost every day. So does my son. So does my oldest daughter. Country music legend Travis Tritt boycotts any venue or promoter mandating masks, requiring vaccinations, or pushing COVID testing. And I'm reading the article at like 5 a.m. this morning when I woke up on Infowars.com. And I go, wait a minute. That's Stephen Crowder. I didn't watch on Monday. I missed that. Damn. And so here's a clip of what he had to say. It's just, you know, big deal getting a country music star on. But Travis Tritt is really alive, has a lot of courage. And just the whole interview that I ended up watching this morning, time I didn't have, but I watched it, was amazing. Here's part of it.
You gave a statement not too long ago about how important our freedoms and our liberties are.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised that you would think it wouldn't be that big of a risk in the country music community. Sometimes I'm surprised at some of the ass-kissing that seems to take place in the country community to the media elites, because what you said, a lot of people supported it, a lot of people didn't. I'm sure I'm not giving you any news. Can you tell people who missed it what it was that, and why you felt you wanted to speak out about this?
Well, basically, when Eric Clapton made the statement about the freedoms being infringed upon, that really resonated with me.
Yeah.
And I basically agreed with him across the board, aside from the personal effects that he had from getting the vaccine.
Right.
But I just agreed just from a philosophical standpoint about we have to preserve our freedoms.
Yeah.
We've never been in a situation that I know of in this country where the government has been allowed to force you to take medicine mm-hmm. that you may or may not need.
And the whole interview is amazing, and what he said to the Daily Wire is powerful. I mean, it's great to see all these people that have politically not been, you know, too active, really being now forced to come out and being so eloquent. So I'm just, you know, so much support to what Travis Tritt did.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm sorry, I had some audio problems. Can you guys all hear me now?
Yes, sir, we can hear you.
Okay, good. You know what, Alex? I got to tell you, this is the first time here. It kind of breaks my heart that Rolling Stone, I guess, went after Travis Tritt, because this is something, and you know my heart, and people know this. Like, I've talked about how you and I disagree in a lot, and we agree in a whole lot too. And you know that after the YouTube, the deplatforming, I probably didn't agree with you on as much as some people who I felt abandoned you, people who didn't stand for you. I just felt like, oh my gosh, if you tell me that I can't have someone on, I have to have them on, and did it right away. But one thing that I always try and be really careful of, and I actually have a reputation in this industry, I don't ever appear at organization events like nonprofits. I don't do CPAC anymore. I used to host it. I did it for 4 years. I don't do any of that anymore because I never want someone else to be on the hook for what I say. And I also don't want to be on the hook for what someone else says. I speak for myself. And I really, with that interview, because Travis Tritt isn't inherently a political guy, and I'm a huge fan. I mean, Great Day to Be Alive is one of my all-time favorite songs. It's my first song on my playlist on vacation. I thought he was misrepresented before he appeared on my show, and wanted to give him the opportunity to make sure it was crystal clear. And everything that he said was reasonable, was loving, and it just breaks my heart that Rolling Stone is distorting it. There's nothing that Travis Tritt said that anyone could disagree with. He didn't say, don't take the vaccine. He didn't say Bill Gates is using it as a mind control chemical agent. He just talked about not being comfortable with forcing attendees to his show who may or may not be able to get this medicine, having them barred from his live performances.
And now he's getting attacked, but that's a badge of honor to be attacked. If you're not being attacked now, you're not doing something right.
Yeah. But you know what? I guess it's just because I know what this is the first time I had met him. And by the way, for people who don't know, he has appeared on other episodes of the show and sketches, kind of like yourself, too. It's sort of like a Dean Martin variety hour in that sense, where we'll have these celebrities appear in sketches. Like, it's one of the funniest things, Alex, that I'd ever done, having you be the angel Gabriel. I still laugh about it. But I will say this. It really does. But honestly, it breaks my heart because he's such a sweet man, and he was. Anyway, I just encourage. You know what? The only thing I can do is encourage people to watch the full interview because I never want. Look, if someone says something, obviously there's accountability. When people say there's no cancel culture, there's accountability culture. No. There is a difference because everyone.
No, you're right, Stephen Crowder. We're out of time. Come back again soon. Thank you so much.
I'm taping this message on the morning of Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, and I've got some great news to report to the listeners. For at least 1 week, we're going to be able to run a sale with Bobby's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that just got back in stock after being sold out almost 5 months because of supply chain breakdowns. It has a 95% curcuminoid level. Most of the turmeric supplements have a 5 to 10% curcuminoid level. Our leading competitor has a 75% curcuminoid level. This is a special proprietary concentrate. It is so good for inflammation, for your immune system, as an antioxidant for your whole body. It's documented. It's amazing. Everybody knows that turmeric is an incredible thing that God created. And Bodies is the strongest and best you're going to find. And it's back in stock. And it funds the InfoWar. 40% off for a limited time. That goes back to regular price right now. InfoWarStore.com. We're running this special for 1 week.
Studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two, and I have got so much just amazing news and interesting information to cover. And I have a real frustration here on air that I'll just vent with all of you. I usually host 3 hours. Sometimes I host 4 hours of the show. I do things different than other people. I have a 3-hour syndicated show, but sometimes I like to do a fourth hour. And so we have guest hosts to the fourth hour, just in case something big breaks. And because the people I have on, that do the fourth hour, people I like and I think are interesting and I think are informative. So I usually end up eating my lunch and taking care of, research, you know, in that hour after the show. So I like to watch and listen to the show just like you do. Just I don't like to watch and listen to Alex Jones. I mean, sometimes I think I'm interesting in things, but I'm not the biggest Alex Jones viewer or listener. I don't read interviews I'm in. I don't watch films I'm in. I don't watch documentaries I'm in unless I absolutely have to. It's just something that is a little old. But I am very, very thankful that you tune in and that you put up with me. But believe me, I'm the guy that needs to be critiqued. I'm the guy that has this giant audience of amazing people like you that are awake that the globalists fear. So I am extremely honored to be here, and I'll just be completely honest with you. It's this weird phenomenon that after I've read something a couple times, it's exciting while I'm reading it at 1 a.m. at my house or at 4 p.m. in my office or at 9 p.m. at night. But then when it's the next day and I've got all the documents in front of me, it's not that it's not exciting anymore. It's like, oh, my God, it took me 2 hours to read that. How am I going to do this justice? And that's the frustration, is there's so much going on, so much happening, that if I just mention a few of these things here, I mean, hours and hours of research, and don't get it exactly right, I'm almost doing a disservice by conditioning people to all this evil. Because if you don't get conscious and drill into it and really grasp it and really fundamentally change and commit to fight this and commit to become aware of it at a cellular level, this broadcast actually does bad. It actually causes harm. Now, overall, the broadcast causes a lot of positive things to happen. And the globalists were arrogant a long time ago, and they, a few times I've talked to some of them, they said, hey, don't worry, we think the public are scum, and we think when you tell them all this stuff, it'll just demoralize them, or scare them, or condition them not to fight back and give up. Well, I think we've proven that populism and nationalism and through God's power, and through surrendering to God, that's a daily process, that we can transcend Satan and the New World Order. We better, or we're all going to be destroyed. And we see that now that we're coming to the end of the line. So let me just try to give you an example. And a lot of times I do this at the start of the show. And I don't think in all the years I've been on air, I've actually ever gotten even through one or two of the stacks of just reading the headlines. But let me just give you an example of some of the stuff I've got here in my stack. Country music legend Travis Tritt boycotts any venue or promoter mandating masks, requiring vaccinations, or pushing COVID testing. I read this at early in the morning. The transcript is incredible. I went and watched 30 minutes of the interview, and I was like, this guy's incredibly well-spoken. I mean, I wish I was that well-spoken. I'm like, wow, thank God they forced people like this, who are smart and talented, off the bench. And I'm not saying he was being lazy, but off the bench into the political arena, and that's what should scare the globalist. I could read what he said and play what he said on Crowder for the rest of this hour, and that would be a really important hour of radio. That's one piece of gold out of hundreds. Here's another one right here, okay? Shock. FDA delays Modernavax for adolescents, citing concerns of myocarditis risk and heart attacks, and it's not rare, it's prominent, and it's serious. That's in Reuters. That's in the Gateway Pundit. I mean, that is a whole three-hour show taking calls. How are they going to approve something that they admit in the public testing where they bypass regular trials is causing massive heart attacks worldwide? And by the way, Moderna and Pfizer are banned in over 100 countries as of 6 months ago, plus, and then continuing through, that there's new countries banning it every week because it causes damn heart attacks. And what did all the top scientists say? I mean, literally, we quoted dozens of them last year saying it's going to cause myocarditis. Oh, but don't listen to Wolfgang Ludar. Don't listen to Dr. Yidan. Don't listen to Dr. all of them. How about the CDC in October with their secret report that got leaked that they later put on their website and admitted that list of adverse reactions that they were predicting was myocarditis and a bunch of other stuff, including one disorder where your platelets all disappear and you bleed to death. And, I've got some family that I've been close to in the past, but they're liberals, and they don't really talk to me anymore. And I remember thinking, man, I wonder if they're all going to take the double jab, how long they'll be alive. Sure enough, one of them got double jab, dying right now of liquefying the platelets, and it's right there. I played a clip of Dr. Merritt talking about it last hour. I mean, this is serious business. Serious business, takes the shots, a few months later, going to hospice to die. Very, very sad, and pray for him. So people just can't believe this is happening, so they double down, and the two Pfizer shots don't worry, the two Moderna shots don't worry? Let me take another one. Here's another article. I just covered two. French clergy sexually abused over 200,000 children, and the government covered it up. Reuters. A lot worse than that. Oh, and then this article on the New York Post. See how they tie together? Biden secretly flying underage migrants into New York in dead of night. And there's all these videos and photos of kids that look as young as 7 years old. And it said, oh, just any charity wants them, gets them. And then I flash back to 4 or 5 months ago. We're down in McAllen. And They're giving children as young as 5 years old to men in vans without their mothers. And a guy walks over and goes, why are you guys against this? We got cameras on him. He goes, I'm here to take her to Pennsylvania, show them the way of the Lord. He's going, the Lord, what's wrong with these kids? Nobody wants these kids, these women. I'm going to show these women the way of the Lord. I'm going to take women with me that don't have no husband. We had an undercover cop went in, and a woman, and was telling us what was happening. She comes out. He follows her out. And sees us, goes, what are you doing? Them women and children need me to teach them the way of the Lord. And they load them in vans. And I mean, folks, this is not a movie. This is not Netflix. This is the real world. Unaccompanied children, and then they just load them into vans with the creepiest looking dudes I've ever seen. And we had the undercover cop inside over off and on for a day. She would go into the charity and, talking to him in Spanish. And, she's older and stuff, and, so didn't quite look like a cop or whatever. She's got her badge and all that stuff, under in her purse. And she goes in there, and she's sitting there talking to him. She comes and she goes, yeah, they're talking about how I want this woman, I want that woman, I want those kids. I don't want them with any men or boys. I'm going to teach them. I'm going to put them to work. I want to learn them. And I'm not trying to talk like a hillbilly, but they got weird hillbillies in Pennsylvania. This guy's like, you saw the video. He's like, he walks up and goes, he looks at someone else. What's wrong? I'm trying to get women for me. I'm taking them to Pennsylvania, put them to work, showing the Lord. And then we confirmed, no paperwork, no nothing. He's inside going, I pay good monies. He said, bring down here, I'll get women. I'm here for the women. Where the Lord. Okay, that's just one more article. Every one of them just is horrible. Oh, you think they just got 200,000 slave kids in France or 30,000 per major city in Germany? Folks, their religion is raping and then murdering children. I'm not saying that guy coming out of the place is a pedophile or he does that. I'm sure he's a wonderful guy. Just if I was casting someone in a movie, like a Rob Zombie new movie, House of 1,000 Corpses or something, the people they cast are not scary at all. I'd go down to where the people get these kids. I don't know why, but every one of them is the most scary damn looking person I've ever seen. They all look scarier than Brian Stewart. They look scarier than Governor Newsom. My God, if I was walking down the street, I'd say, that's a child molester, probably a killer. You'll be pumping and gas, and you see black, white, doesn't matter. You go, that person's a hardened criminal. They're not trying to act like they're a criminal. You just get the aura. That's a person that'll hogtie you while they rape your wife and then blow your head off. I'm here with women, no men with them. Show them the Lord. Why are you here to stop me? Who are you? Nobody wants these women anyways. Nobody won't make them work.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Just going to do things that are ridiculous and go according to madness and go against common sense, but they're going to do things like promoting people that don't have the curricula vitae, who don't have the background, and who will also then do whatever they're told, like Pete Buttigieg. He can be gone 3 months. He can get caught staging photo ops where he says he's riding a bike, but he was really driving in an SUV. He can call for banning cars or green taxes and, you know, all the rest of this crap. But it's okay because he's gay. Oh, my goodness. Okay. And he can even pose in beds at the hospital saying, we just had a baby. And then he can, you know, pose in pools wearing a dress or whatever. It's all supposed to be, oh, well, look, it doesn't matter if he's selling us out. I mean, he's gay. Like Tim Cook runs the worst death camps in the world. But I mean, he's gay, though. I mean, my God, it's got to be okay. Again, black turtleneck sweater, or, you know, bug eyes, all of it. It's great. Well, don't worry, though. You got to top that. Drag queen story time, convicted pedophiles, women bringing their children up to the altar to put them on their lap and then to roll on them and hump each other. I mean, we got those videos. Mainline schools across the country, elementary schools, libraries. Now the drag queen lays there in their clown outfit, their demonic clown outfit. It's always a beast, scary-looking dude. And then the women put their children on their waist, and the children wallow in a simulated demonic event. And they've got, like, subliminals and blue clues of, like, human sacrifice to Moloch your children. I mean, this is some heavy-duty stuff. So we're already talking about this last hour, where this comes from, what this is. But here it is. Imagine if a man, I'm a man, I want to access your children. Oh, no, that's creepy. That's bad. Call the police. I'm a woman. I'm dressed up like a woman. Like Norman Bates in Psycho. So drum roll, please. This is the Washington Post. This is not a joke. This is not a game. This is not The Onion. This is not the Babylon Bee. This is real. Rachel Levine, openly transgender health official to be sworn in as four-star admiral. It's like in Escape from New York where they go down to the basement of the building and he finds a bum that has the president's tracker. He goes, Mr. President, Mr. President. He looks at him, yeah, I'm the president. I'm the president. I'm a four-star admiral. How about he's a, oh, supposed to call her she, sorry. Oh, she's a naval aviator. She lands on aircraft carriers. How about she was the first woman to walk on the moon? That's not true, but let's just say it. Hell, let's give her Woman of the Year award, like Caitlyn Jenner was. Or let's give a Nobel Prize to Obama. Or let's give one to Henry Kissinger that launched war crimes everywhere and bragged about it. Hell, let's give Hitler a Southern Poverty Law Center ADL award. So, Rachel Levine, openly transgender health official, to be sworn in as four-star admiral. Darth Vader literally strangled the last one and said, you are in command now, Admiral. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Can you guys find, again, the Psycho clip with audio? I'm going to play some of that here in a moment. Or you know what? I haven't played it yet. I mentioned it to Steven Crowder. Please queue up the new little meme. Oh, before they fact check me at Reuters and say Jones played a fake video of Fauci as the transgender psychopath in Silence of the Lambs with the woman down in the pit saying she rubs the lotion on the skin. This is called a parody. It's called a meme. It's called a joke, which they know, but they fact check even the memes we play and say Jones tried to get a fake video over on Fauci. No, that's fake. That's a joke. This isn't fake right here. A man saying they're a woman now is an admiral. I mean, it is a fake man, a fake woman. Of course, it's totally fake, not really an admiral. It's just governments, as they begin to collapse, like any third world banana republic, start festooning, you know, 4, 5, 6 stars on everybody they can. It's like a dictator in Latin America or something. So, a senior, oh my God, health appointee who made history when she became the nation's highest ranking openly transgender official is also set to become its first openly transgender 4-star officer. The administration announced on Tuesday Rachel Levine, U.S. Assistant Secretary for Health, will be sworn in Tuesday as an admiral of the U.S. Public Health Service Commission Corps. Or outreach to your children, I should add. A 6,000-person force that responds to health on behalf of the federal government, including administering coronavirus vaccines and delivering care after hurricanes. Levine is also this generation's first ever female 4-star admiral. It's the first female 4-star admiral! I thought General Milley was the first female 4-star admiral. Yes, I know General Milley wasn't an admiral. I know he was in the Army. It doesn't matter anymore, does it? What you know is he's a sack of garbage. Look at this. Look at this. And we're not supposed to laugh at this. So I made the joke that, hey, how about just give him the Woman of the Year award like they gave Jenner? The male Olympic athlete. But they already did. Look, women, don't you feel like you've attained something? You are now a 4-star general. Finally, in the 240-year history of the United States, 243 years, we never had a 4-star admiral woman. Absolute. Dun, ta, dun, dun, ta, dun, dun, ta, dun. Dun, dun, dun. But they're teaching this to children, and it's causing total mental illness. So here is the parody of Fauci. It rubs the lotion on its skin. It takes the vaccine into its... Oh, creepy. Look at those teeth. That's general material there. Man, look, if you were casting somebody for a serial killer that eats children, or like a demonic alien from space that hatches out of an egg and starts eating children, I mean, central casting, here we come. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
It puts the needle in its skin. It puts it in whenever it's told.
I'm a pureblood. I don't want the jab. I won't take the vax.
It puts the needle in its skin, or else it gets the pink slip. It puts the needle in its skin.
You can't make me take it. Please. Please don't.
Puts the needle in its skin.
You know, Fauci stands in front of the mirror and says, I like me, I like me, oh yeah. Woo! Okay, that's just... one more story. I've literally got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And when we come back, oh, Fauci's got something special for you. A virus that kills 80% of people he made on record, and he's getting ready to release. I am taping this update on the morning of Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, to let all of our great radio and TV listeners know that Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that's been sold out for a long time, is back in stock with a 95% curcuminoid level that's so good for inflammation and more, for 40% off for a limited time, then it goes back to regular price in 1 week. That's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. back in stock, 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. And VasoBeats is selling out fast. So good for your heart, your lungs, cardiovascular system, creates nitrous oxide in the blood. It's a really strong concentrate as well. It's 50% off. Krill oil, selling out fast, 40% off. Oh, my God. You think fish oil's good? This is amazing. Krill oil. DNA Force Plus. I've extended that for a few more days. 40% off back in stock. Amazing. Down and Out, 50% off. It's got 8 different natural compounds for deeper, cleaner sleep. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Oh, baby, I'm going to teach you what love's all about.
Trust me, honey.
Trust me, honey, everything's going to be all right.
Wow, let's say universities here and all over the Western world and on TV ads in the UK that if you invite a girl out or ask her to have a cup of coffee or tell her she's pretty, that's a micro rape. But if convicted pedophiles want to come visit your children, in many cases unannounced at elementary school, that's a good thing. Yeah. It's out of control, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, there. It's not full-grown men with full-grown women saying, relax, baby. Take it real slow. It's them doing that with your children, and they're not saying they're going to take it real slow. It's about destroying their innocence. All right, let me do this. I've covered 67 news articles. And I've got hundreds of absolutely over-the-top incredible information here for you. And I'm just thinking how entertaining it would be to make fun of Lori Lightfoot. But would that actually save the country or the world? Or it's be entertaining to watch CNN and MSNBC and Media Matters attack Tucker Carlson for supporting InfoWars. Should we? Well, that's kind of fun and interesting, but yeah, let's not get into Alex Jones. No, I think we should play sixth grader secretly records teacher peddling critical race theory to class. We're going to get to that next segment. And I think we should cover this right now. And again, some listeners are going to say, hey, we're sick of hearing about the COVID. The COVID takeover is the world ID, the forced inoculations, the mass death, the collapse of civilization, the brainwashing of our children. It is to shut down the economy for the post-industrial world great reset. They now admit that. Okay, I mean, it's like, again, if Martians showed up with giant spaceships and cut into our TV feeds and said, we're going to blow the planet up in 1 hour. And people said, hey, you didn't pay your month's insurance. I'm like, hey, the Martians are going to blow us up in 1 hour. We better fight back. I mean, it's everything. So I could sit here and go, oh, look, here's the new first woman to be a four-star admiral. Do you know who she is? It's not actually a biological woman that made their way up in the Navy. No. This is the Washington Post with a straight face. It's Rachel Levine, the super creepy dude. I mean, there's no end to this, ladies and gentlemen. And see, now the left's trying to say if an adult has sex with a child, but the leftist sees themselves as a child, it's not pedophilia. That's where they're going with all this, mind control. And then when they create, which they've created, the humanoids that are part animal, part human, that don't have any rights, well, now they're going to endow them with their rights, they're claiming, but they own them and control them. And you better not criticize the real trans zoological creature. So let's do this. I did massive preparation for this over 5 days. And again, I try to figure out the mental reasons that once I get on air, I don't want to talk about it or get into it. There's like a block, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it next hour. I'm going to do it at the start of the next hour. And I know what the mental block is now that I say it. It's that I can't do it justice. I was already working on NATO and their plan to take over the U.S., and I started talking about it last week. And then a caller called in and said, oh, have you seen this, which I hadn't seen, which is even worse than what I said. So I spent about 30 minutes this morning trying to read, scan over 100-plus pages. And I found so much horrible stuff that I could do 5 weeks of shows on this. So, I mean, it's like, I'm not a victim. I feel beat up. I feel like I've been punched in the stomach about 10 times. Because the people that run NATO are the ones kidnapping kids and running everything. I mean, hey, that's the top of the pyramid right here. The group that runs NATO. That's the international globalist group. And this is how they're going to put chips in your brains, how they own you, how they control you. This is just one thing. This is a... Science Technology Trends 2020-2040, Exploring the CNT Edge, NATO Science Technology Organization. Now, what was I already studying 5 days ago before he called in about this nightmare? It's basically the same thing, but even worse. NATO's plans to hack your brain. Remember that Zero Hedge article, and I've got the document right here. I'm going to hit that next hour. I said I'd hit it Friday. I said I'd hit it Saturday, Sunday. Never hit it. Said I'd hit it yesterday. Never hit it. I'm going to hit it next hour. And then I'm going to hit this. Because you want to know what's really going on. You want to know what they know and what they don't want you to know? It's right here in this folder. And if I spent 20 years on this, it wouldn't be long enough. The Observer Effect and Quantum Physics. Now, this is just a tiny little sliver of power. This in my hand is the ultimate power in the universe beneath God. This is, in fact, God's will. And we have been given little g godlike powers. Observed by electron microscopes, spectrometers, you name it, all the systems And they already knew this theoretically. It's been proven, and that's what they're doing, and that's how they're programming your subconscious. I will hit this as well. But I'm going to do an entire long presentation on this soon, and I've been quietly working on this for a while, and that's why I decided you can't just do 20, 30 minutes on this. Very soon, and if I work hard, and we're on schedule right now, by the mid-December, there will be a film, an entire production, on the observer effect and quantum physics. And I've not talked about this because it's so big and so important. I mean, I've talked about it a lot. I've mentioned it and given you the basics. I know most of you already know about it. But, I mean, what does it really mean? This is why there isn't one person that is a controller that believes that there isn't God or isn't dimension. They all know. The God particle. Theoretically, you know, cooked up by Max Planck and then the guy that was certainly smart but took a lot of it and then just popularized it. That's Albert Einstein. But is Max Planck's the super genius? Einstein's the genius. What he's saying, he's not a genius. That guy was freaking smart. I mean, autistic mathematician. But Max Planck was the big daddy. 124 years ago, he came up with all the theoretic equations for atomic bombs in it on a chalkboard. Yeah, that guy. So, we're going to be talking about that. And I remember being 3 years old, 5 years old, 10 years old, being sent for a week during the summers to stay with my grandparents. And getting in trouble, sneaking out in the middle of the night to go to the park across the street, my grandmother screaming at me. But they were really sweet, but little stuff like that. And I remember my grandfather yelling at me in a nice way about quantum mechanics and Max Planck. And I didn't know that he was all into that and went and saw, you know, really select seminars and things that not everybody got into with these physicists that came after Planck and Wernher von Braun and all of it. He was a pretty smart guy. But it's funny, all the stuff he was telling me back then, it just comes to mind. And we've been living all of this and not understanding it. So this is basically like discovering the keys to the car. It's all juiced up and loaded up with fuel and ready to drive down the road. And it's like a baby finally having the consciousness moment where the baby realizes, I am conscious, I am a consciousness. And how much power you've got. So that's coming up today. And I'm going to get more into it, and I've already been doing a lot of work on it and a lot of research, and we're shooting and editing and putting all this together right now. And that's just one, as I told you, 8 big projects that we got going on simultaneously. That's why I'm working 18 hours a day with extreme enjoyment. Because I'm plugged directly into the Zeitgeist, and so are you. But you have to first realize that. And once you do, well, primary ignition has begun. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Next Millennium's News Today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Of humanity are unified. The left, the radical Islamicists, the Pope that's hijacked and controls the Catholic Church, Hollywood, the Democratic Party, all of these different organizations, big tech, they all represent the same evil force that wants to kill free will. And now this just broke at Infowars.com. Directly, officially announced by the Pope, ex cathedra from his black throne. Pope demands Silicon Valley in the name of God. That's a quote. Censor, quote, hate speech and conspiracy theories, close quote. Yeah, who's writing his script? Same folks writing the ADL script, Southern Poverty Law script, the UN script. It's all one mouth. Vomiting it out, they all pick it back up and gobble it up and then vomit it back on us. But he's one of the biggest mouths out there. He said questioning authority and questioning the EU and the globalists, remember 2 years ago, was like those fascinated with eating human feces. I never even thought of that. I looked up the word he said, and he kind of tells us what he's into, right? Pope, and I mean, I'm serious, he does do that. You know that, to defile his body and make, cut himself off from God. Believe me, that's the bare minimum this guy does. He oversees pure Satanism. So Pope demands Silicon Valley, in the name of God, censor hate speech, conspiracy theories. So he is the Antichrist general now occupying the Vatican. Pope Francis invoked God in an effort to pressure Silicon Valley giants into censoring more content. They're so desperate, including hate speech and conspiracy theories. Yes, really. The Pope made the remarks during a worldwide meeting of popular movements. Not too much promoting Christianity there. A shadowy organization created to promote social justice. George Soros. And fight racism with the help of religious leaders. He said, I don't want to hear about Europe's Christian roots. That makes me nauseous. Yes, it isn't like a big steaming bowl of poop. It's not delicious like the things you like. Jesus is horrible to you, isn't it? I can't even say his name. I wonder if there's any video of this guy even saying the word Jesus. I don't think he probably can. He probably burst the flame if he did. In the name of God, he said, not Jesus. Let's say this, name of Jesus. You say that now. In the name of God, what God is that? In the name of God, I asked the technology giants to stop exploiting human weakness, which, again, this is all true. They're doing it, but he's going along with their agenda. See, it's like that whistleblower that calls for more censorship. She's not a whistleblower. They want to pose as if they're anti-establishment. It's like, please don't throw me in the briar patch. In the name of God, I ask the technology giants to stop exploiting human weakness, people's vulnerability for the sake of profits without caring about the spread of hate speech, the grooming. Oh, the grooming! Wow, that's the fox telling us about the hen house. Fake news, conspiracy theories, and political manipulation, he stated. Pope Francis also invoked the term post-truth. I mean, this is all just New York Times stuff, which was invented by establishment media organs after they began to lose their monopoly of controlling the narrative following the election of their dear leader. Apparently believes that Christian and godly to empower giant corporations to shut down free speech. And again, the computer printed this twice. I can't read it. The election of Joe Biden as leader. There is no surprise given his previous stance on free speech in response to the slaughter of Charlie Hebdo cartoonists when he rhetorically sided with the terrorists who murdered them in cold blood. As we document in the video below, which Pope Francis would surely love to see banned, the Supreme Pontiff smears his critics as performing the work of the devil. In reality, his every action and position have served to further the Antichrist globalist beast system for which he is a willing puppet. Ooh, Paul Watson. Now Paul starts to figure it out. No doubt the Pope would respond to such claims by characterizing them as conspiracy theories and hate speech. And beginning to see how the world works, and then Paul's got a bunch of videos there for you to see. Wow. And I mean, I can't even get to all the news I've got here because this just stuff keeps breaking. I mean, we've got a new first woman, four-star admiral, that's a dude. It's a freak show, folks. It's designed to get you off balance where you just put up with anything. How are they going to get us to put up with martial law and all this? Or Satanism openly being practiced in the schools, put up big satanic monuments in front of the churches, in front of the government buildings. All of this is, you're already under martial law with the lockdowns. You're already in it. And then Dr. Bartlett, who's an amazing person, he works like 20 hours a day trying to save people. Saved my dad, no doubt. He's just sending messages. Look, here's CBS News locally confirming. They put bags over people's heads. Here's another place, another state where the whole body's got a bag on it. This is going to kill people. Next, they'll be taping it around their heads. And then this morning, it broke. They're now taping the bags around the head and actually killing people. Hypoxia. You see in a movie where they put the bag over and kill somebody? That's real. Well, now that's medical care. You're like, that's not medical care. Yes, it is. In fact, the left says it's good for babies to be aborted. They'd have horrible lives. See, same thing. Teachers at Colorado Springs force children to tape masks to their faces over the top because they don't want any of the other air getting in. Just like new videos have come out on CBS News, and we can put that screenshot up. I sent it to you. Where they've got bags all the way down the body. And it's now confirmed. People, when we first reported that last week, thought it was made up. No. There's audio in the article because the students, you know, and their cameras at the floor of it happening. Let me just stop right here for just a moment and say this, because I didn't plug last hour and I need to, or we won't be here. I'm just going to keep fighting as long as we can stay on air. We're not going to be able to stay on air unless you financially support us. And you've been doing that, except now with the supply chain breakdowns, as you now see everywhere that we predicted 20 months ago, wasn't hard to predict, it was part of a globalist plan. It's like we have their playbook. I think they'll play this play when this happens. And they're like, oh my God, they just did it. Yeah, we have the playbook. So no, I don't get the credit, folks. This is out in the open. But we are the ones that have the courage to talk about it, though. And you have the courage to promote us and get the word out and keep us on air. So you are the fight. You are the info war. But just pulling back from this, we've been sold out all these products that normally we sell enough of to stay on air and actually expand in the face of the globalist. I want to expand during this critical time. But it hasn't happened. And so sometimes we're out of products for almost a year or 6 or 8 months. DNA Force finally came back in. We've got it back in stock. It's amazing. And now we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock. We got a good shipment of it, but it's still going to sell out in a month or so, and it'll be probably 4 or 5, 6 months before we get more. It is 95% curcuminoid, and it's 40% off for 1 week only. Inflammation is such an issue with people out there, and turmeric is known to be, of all the things God gave us through nature, the most powerful. Well, this is concentrated 95% curcuminoid from a leading brand that we did not private label. They were telling us they were 40-something percent curcuminoid in their patented process, which we checked, you know, and had tested. It's true. They said, but we could go as high as 94-95%, but it costs this much more. We did it. They did it. 95% curcuminoid. 95% curcuminoid. And again, my wife plays a lot of tennis, a lot of sports, and you know, she's very competitive, one of the highest rated in Austin, and her hip hurts from it. And she takes these big horse pill turmerics. And a couple years ago when this came out, I said, take this. Started taking like 5 big pills. She goes, it takes this much, but it works better, you know, than Advil and stuff and Tylenol. And she even took painkillers sometimes. It hurts so bad. Almost had surgery. And she took this. She said, my God, I just took 1 or 2 pills. It worked as good as 5 or 6 big ones. But it shows a lower milligram. And I said, it's concentrated. It's just according to the rules, you just call it turmeric, but it's a concentrate. So this is what she takes religiously. And 99% less complaining. It worked, ladies and gentlemen. That's the power of what God gave us. And then humans are able to concentrate it and make it even stronger. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can simply, again, go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we have Down and Out is still 50% off. We had to end the sale on Ultra 12 and Winter Sun because it's getting close to selling out. More coming in a few months. But we still have it. It's still discounted 25%, just not 50. But I'm extending DNA Force a few more days at 40% off. That extends your telomeres. It doesn't grow them, but makes them last longer, which is the same thing. And this is observable, it's documented, it's proven, and it's got the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. That is the Rolls Royce for your cells, for your mitochondria, for everything else, for your immune system, DNA Force Plus. But Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off, limited time, InfoWarsStore.com. And we just got it back in again. It was only sold out for a month. We have charcoal toothpaste with activated charcoal concentrated in mouthwash designed by my dad, a dentist. It's amazing. No fillers at InfoWarsStore.com. Get that as well.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
I'm JP.